Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy. I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center at KXLY building. It's a Thursday, 6/13, 2024. Hello. Hello.
Howdy.
Hello.
You, I didn't know that you could do this until just recently. But, you know, my wife has a long-standing tradition of apparently feeding the world or whatever it is that she does, where she's like makes treats for people.
Yeah.
And, you know, she'll bring treats to her teaching mates on Fridays.
Probably can't bring them to the kids, right? You can't do any homemade stuff. Is that right?
I mean, I don't know if they could or couldn't, but she doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if there's
a rule. I feel like
a
while ago they made that a thing where it was like, yeah, hey, that
allergy stuff.
Don't kill kids.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Right.
And then, but you know, it's like the garbage guy gets stuff, we get stuff. There's always, you know, if the holiday gets a treat bag, all the stuff.
I am just going to point out it's been a while for us.
Yes, absolutely.
Denise.
And I've told her to stop. So then, you know, the Uncrustables?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, we started, my sons work outdoors. My sons and they have a buddy who, they all work together. So they carpool up to Idaho 6 days a week, okay?
Okay, and they are working
They work outdoors.
Construction?
Yes, they're construction workers.
Is that what they're doing?
But they work outside, so there's not like a refrigerator, and they don't take coolers. They just take their food and they go. So my wife was buying these Uncrustables, and she's like, you know, we stop by Costco and get them. And then we realized these are ridiculously expensive. So my wife's like, I mean, I can make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches at the house and probably save a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it was a big moment in our house when my 20-year-old son said, you know, I can eat the crust, right? And I was like, what? Oh,
wait,
my.
Wait, so was she planning on cutting the crust off?
Of course. And he's like, no, I can eat the crust. And I was like, wow, he's so grown up. I mean, he could actually eat the crust now? Oh, my gosh. This is a big day for us.
The part that's crazier is that your wife is so nice that she was going to cut the crust off for him.
Well, you can't cut it off himself. He's only 20.
Yeah, so, that's true.
What are you doing? Gosh.
Was she going to make it into a circle too? Like they
probably was. You know, wow. She would probably got a cookie cutter and then just, you know, made it into a little circle.
And I also love that the reason why it stopped was because, God, these are expensive.
Oh, man. Yeah. Who do you think said that?
Oh, I know who it was.
Wait, who was it?
He's in this room.
Oh. Was it you, Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin.
Yeah, no, that didn't happen. You made me look. Every once in a while, I'll get Uncrustables for my granddaughter.
Yep.
They are, oh my God, Jay, are you kidding me? They're $5?
For how many?
Oh, what is it? What does it say? So let's see. Smucker's Uncrustables.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, that's four of them.
For $5?
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah, a loaf of bread can make a lot of those for a lot less. So, but here's the part that I didn't realize that she could do. So she makes them the night before, and including for only one of the three people who are getting these sandwiches actually lives in the house. The other
two
don't.
Yeah, your other son has moved out.
Yeah.
He's on his own.
And
he's,
the buddy, he obviously doesn't live with us, you know. But he gets a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I mean, I imagine it's probably coming. He's going to ask.
He's like, man, we get peanut butter and jelly. But she makes it the day before and freezes it. So when they take it, I didn't know that was even a thing. So, you have the frozen sandwich. And I guess, I don't know if it's thawing at the appropriate time.
That's exactly what an Uncrustable is, too,
right? Yes, yeah. But, I mean, are they thawing at the appropriate time? Are you eating it frozen? What are you doing?
Ooh.
That, I mean, they thaw pretty easy, though.
They're pretty quick.
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches do thaw easy. So, I had done that many a times back in the day working on the farm.
You'd freeze your sandwich?
Yeah.
Well, all sandwiches? No, or no. Just PB&J.
Just PB&J. Oh, okay. If I have decided I wanted a PB&J sandwich.
Mm, and it's not soggy and when it thaws out.
I make it.
Oh, wow. That's impressive. Good job, PB&J. Well done.
This is what you need right here, Jay. The Vodolo Uncrustables Sandwich Maker. Two pieces. What it is you make a sandwich, then you take this little device, put it over, push down, it makes it into the round, perfect, uncrustable.
Check this out. Kylan on the text line.
Yeah.
3D printed their own Uncrustables maker.
Okay.
Whoa.
I mean, that is awesome. Because this one, for two of them, Jay, is $13.99.
But they just asked Kylan. Kylan, I don't know. Is that a male or female? I don't know what that is. Is it a male?
Kylan, that's a male, okay. I'm going to guess. If I'm wrong.
You guys want one? I mean, I feel bad asking, but.
Well, he's going to print one for you?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. How much ink does it take? is it expensive?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Which we probably need to do with the hand sanitizer so we're not overusing it.
Kevin James.
And I wish now that it was more full and that I wouldn't have done 20 pumps.
You have been reckless.
Spread it up to my shoulder.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, Kev.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here, bud.
I really appreciate the opportunity to be here once again, Jay. Let me tell you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Boy, I have something that I noticed. Yesterday, it really finally drove it home for me.
Okay.
So I have a unique little situation where my apartment is ground level.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, right in front of my apartment is a good chunk of grass, and I'm the only person that lives there. There's no other people. I don't have neighbors to my left or to my right.
So you feel like that grass is kind of yours.
So that grass kind of feels like mine, mm-hmm. right? Now, a lot of people like to come in there with their dogs or whatever.
Sure.
But the grass right there in front of me just feels like my grass.
Okay.
And with my granddaughter living with me now, it's very important to have grass.
It's like a little play area.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's great. So I can sit right there on the patio, and I can watch her. She plays in the yard, sure. runs around, and has fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a lifesaver, right? You don't usually get that in apartment life.
No, I wouldn't think so.
And so it's kind of great. It's like our own personal little piece of grass. We're out there playing. Now, the sidewalk is close by, and people walk there all the time.
Right.
Walking their dogs, whatever. Last night was the night market.
Typical sidewalk behavior.
Right.
Yeah.
Seems like it.
A lot of dog walking.
Right.
But last night was the night market, Steve. Did you go to it?
I was thinking about it, but then I got distracted.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was legitimately.
Okay. What did you get distracted with?
Basketball.
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
Okay. So there's so many people last night just walking back and forth, and it was very busy. And I realized how good it feels when I'm sitting outside and my granddaughter is playing in the yard. Everybody comments. They're all like, oh, hey.
You know, oh,
like,
sure.
Oh,
yeah.
She's so cute. Mm-hmm, or right. Whatever. You know, like you get a lot of positive attention.
Sure.
And then, so I get that feeling of like, oh, I just need to be friendly with everybody who walks by. And then she'll go inside or something. And then I'm just kind of sitting out there in my shorts that didn't fit. I left them on all day. I don't know why. My shorts didn't fit. I was probably exposing myself. My hair is an absolute joke. At one point, she had put a ponytail in the front of my hair, and I don't
legitimately
care.
Just, so, yes.
Yeah, and I just leave it there. Yeah. I don't. So then I'm just sitting out there by myself, and when people walk by, I'm still thinking like they think, oh, this is so cute. And I'm like, hi.
And you're by yourself
and
now.
And they just kind of don't even, like, people, every once in a while, they'll acknowledge you and be like, hello. But just keep walking and look away. And
it's
I'm like,
not
oh.
As, it's not.
It went from being very welcoming and cute. Right. Like everybody wanted to talk to me. To yeah. Just like there's a weird guy sitting on that patio, and I don't know if he lives there,
right,
or if he's homeless. Mm-hmm.
His shorts clearly don't fit, and he needs a haircut.
Yeah, and so it's just like, nah, man. I sure need Amelia out here. Otherwise, I don't feel very...
Yeah, you went from cool-looking grandpa to just creepy-looking old dude.
Such a great feeling to such a terrible feeling. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm not going to sit out here by myself. Now, every once in a while, I bring my laptop out there, and I have a little table. And when I do that...
Now it looks like you might have a job.
Legit. Yeah, then I'm like, oh, yes, I'm working on stuff.
Yeah, so maybe just get a cup, too. Like, it looks like a coffee cup. Yeah. It looks like a tumbler or
then
something.
Then they respect it.
And then you could just have, doesn't matter, water in there, but whoa, look at this guy. He's getting it done out here. This guy is working. He does still need a haircut.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
This guy.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer
Hi, Steve.
Hello. It's also good to be here this morning.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Yeah, it's very nice. So, today was a lot smoother than yesterday when, Kevin, you were in here before the show.
Yeah.
I was very overwhelmed because you were overwhelming yesterday. You were saying things very quickly, all in one breath. It was a lot going on yesterday, and today was a lot calmer.
Was he demanding yesterday or just angry?
No.
You came in hot yesterday?
I was neither one, Jay. It was, I said to Steve, I said something, and he goes, how did that come into your brain? And I go, do you want to see what my brain looks like? I'll just try to say the things that are in it right now.
Oh, no.
And I tried to then give Steve an example of how my brain works.
Right, yeah.
And I think that was very overwhelming to him because... I mean, I will be talking about, like, just something random. I mean, I'll be talking about something about the show. I'll be thinking about that. But also in the back of my mind is the thing about the dream that I had last night. And then I'll tell this about the dream. And then I'll go back to this. And it's like, oh, yeah, I got to remember to put popcorn on the Walmart list today. Because brain just never
just
stops.
Spewing just stuff. It's like reading the contents of a package.
Yeah. And so I just... let Steve into my head for a minute.
Wow.
And he was like, his eyes got very big and he was not, he didn't like it.
I wouldn't imagine.
I was a little stressed.
Yeah.
Because you were overwhelmed. It made me a little overwhelmed.
Well, I don't know that I was overwhelmed. That's just how my day is.
I don't know. It sounds overwhelming.
It is. I'm an overthinker, Steve, and that doesn't help.
I mean, I do the same thing sometimes, but it was just a lot that early in the morning.
It was, and there's some very weird thoughts that creep in there too, aren't there?
Oh, yeah. Every other thought.
Yeah, you don't need to be talking about dreams and all that stuff. I mean, that's, yeah.
There's a lot going on up there.
Yeah, or I'll just be like, oh, yeah, that reminds me of one time I was at that hotel in, 20 years ago.
You know what, Kevin, would make you even more, like, I was going to say attractive. I don't know if that's the word I want to use.
Attractive?
Yeah.
Good Lord. Well, tell me, please.
Maybe I should not. If you're sitting outside by yourself, of course, during the night market when all the people are walking by with their dogs, et cetera, and you just start spewing out the thoughts in your head out loud.
Oh, yeah. Just sit there. You know what? And maybe instead of being on the patio, I need to be sitting on the grass.
Oh, like on a little blanket.
Yeah, just sit there and then just
not
be saying
no shorts.
All my thoughts.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
But that's a red snapper dog. That is not made of
also sounds
fish,
horrendous.
Right? That is not made of fish.
No, I think it's crab. Is it crab?
Is it?
I think it might be.
Kevin James.
A snapper ain't no crab, though.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Words to live by right there, folks. A snapper ain't no crab, though. Remember, you heard it here first, just in case.
Yep. We're here to help.
We'll qualify somebody. Aren't we, though? Qualify somebody for the Free Fuel Friday here just moments from now. We will draw for $500 worth of free fuel tomorrow. All right, the Audio Vault is brought to you by Outlaw Barbecue and Cater Market. Got to have a singing dog on a Thursday, or it's just not a Thursday. Is it a singing dog?
I don't... Just come in on watermelon sugar high. Don't come in earlier. I don't know if I could ever go without... You were just supposed to do the high.
I mean, the owner's having
I
fun
with
it.
I love the owner, yeah. I do love the owner's use of this dog. But, man, that is something. That is not singing. That is just, it sounds like dying.
It does. I don't know if I would ever sing again. I mean.
You're just supposed to do the high.
Right. I mean, she's having fun with it, but holy smokes.
That is something.
That is crazy.
Maybe it was closer to hello rather than high.
Something, yeah. Jelly Roll with a great point on songs that mean something to the artist. And obviously he
is... He's real good at that.
He really is, yeah. And he talked about Save Me.
Save Me was special to me. Like... To me, and I don't think people fully grasp as an artist that sometimes songs mean so much to us, to some degree, we don't really care what it does outside of that. It's more about the actual art, and you're just like, man, this is special to me.
And that's, I think that's the ones that end up being the best.
Yeah,
like you, if
very
you,
true.
If you're only writing it and recording it and putting it out there because you're hoping for commercial success. And, of course, that's in the back of your mind at some point.
Yeah, I mean, the song can still mean something to you and you like it or whatever. You wrote it.
Yep.
But when they're really, really personal, it's something different.
And then he talked about that, too, not that long ago, how he was like, I used to not be quite as personal and now I am. And he goes, and then when people will tell me, hey, I have this song, but I think it might be too personal. Like when he was talking, he was referring to the song Halfway to Heaven, Halfway to Hell, when he says, you know, on the in the song, it says, I got a cross across my face. He goes, I was thinking to myself, that might be too personal. Nobody probably has a cross across their face other than me. But, you know, everybody who was in the room with him was like, no, that's you, man. Just do it. Just be that person.
Well, it's so funny. There's so many songs like that or, you know, I've loved Eric Church songs for years where... The lyrics, they don't relate to me always. Like, it doesn't fit my life totally. But I know what they're saying. Like,
you can still relate to it, yeah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. And maybe I have a symbolic cross across my face.
Exactly, yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. And he does a good job of making it personal. So, well done to you, Jelly. You know, Luke Combs is a golfer, and he's one of those, you know, these songwriters, man, they make everything... They take everything and they analyze it to a different level. Like, Kevin, you should maybe be a songwriter now that I'm thinking about it.
I'd love it.
Instead of the classic overthinker, you know, they analyze everything like golf.
The thing with golf, I think, is that the only person that's accountable, like I feel like in everything else you could blame somebody else maybe for being bad at it, but when you're playing golf, nothing is anyone else's fault. It's just all your fault if you're bad. And that kind of drives me crazy.
That drives me crazy, yeah.
I mean, you can blame your clubs and the weather and, you know, there's other things you can blame.
Sure.
But, you know, the core of it is,
it really is you.
It all comes down to you.
Pretty much you, buddy. Oh, gosh. You guys, this is going to help you guys out a lot. Things men shouldn't do on a date, followed by things men should say to women. Are you ready?
Wow, okay, yeah.
All right, things you shouldn't do on a date.
These are some things that men should definitely not be doing on a first date. Utter the words, wow, you ate a lot. I will be sure to never eat in front of you again. Ask me to Venmo you. If I learned anything on this date, it's that you have zero testosterone in your body. Talk about your ex. Be too full for dessert. I either think you want to leave, are an over-the-top health nut, or you just think I'm fat. Ugh, a dude did this one recently. Start showing me baby pictures. Bro, I don't care. I'm so uncomfortable. Why do you feel the need to show me this after only knowing you for like an hour?
What baby?
I think their own baby pictures.
Their own baby?
Yeah, I think their own baby pictures. Weird.
Bro.
Bro.
Bro. Bro.
Bro.
No, I'm uncomfortable. Don't do that. Okay,
I love the... Wow, you ate a lot.
Who says that? Who says that?
No, apparently somebody. Somebody must have with her.
Yeah. That and the dessert thing really were strong for her. And here now, five things you guys listen. Five things you're supposed to say. Okay, we know what we're not supposed to do. Here's what you're supposed to say.
The top five compliments that women love to hear. Here's number five. You have great style. It's a great way to compliment a woman on her looks without it being cheesy. And also, you're complimenting her effort more than what she looks like.
That's actually really good.
I love that one.
That's a good one. We all agree, right? That's a good one. Leg, got great style.
That's number four, you say this to her. You know, I can't decide if you're more adorable or more mischievous. Not only is this a great compliment, but this is a way to flirt with her and get her just a little bit more interested. Number three, always a good one to say. Basically, you're going to say to her, you know what? You're going to be the end of me. Number two, this is why this is number two, because this is always a great one. Mm. A woman's going to want to hear it. It's just borderline cheesy, but it still works, is telling her that you have a great smile. The number one compliment is when you're about to see a woman and she comes into your sight, you look her in the eyes and you go, wow.
You ate a lot.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What else does this voice say? Do you have any funny little things to say in that voice?
Kevin James.
What's brown and sticky?
I don't know. What?
A stick.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
What is Steve's character? Did we name Steve's?
Ralphie.
Ralphie. Okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
Well, I just didn't know the name, so I need to know how to reference, you know? Is that with a Y or an IE? What are we?
IE.
They feel like that's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, say hi to Ralphie next time he pops into the studio.
Yeah, we'll do.
All right, we got Watershed tickets for you right now, 509-441-0999. We're going to play a game called Triple Play. We're going to give you Watershed passes. And you know what? If you want the camping pass, too, I'll give you that. I've got
what?
Yeah. What's that like? What is that, like $450 for?
I'll tell you this. It's not cheap. I know that.
No. So you can win tickets and a camping pass to Watershed right now, 509-441-0999. Let's play the game called Triple Play.
You're about to see the number of the day is three.
Third, second, first, triple play.
This could be a double play, if not a triple play. It is.
Triple play. How great is that?
I mean, it's fantastic.
It is great.
Yeah. All right, the name of the game is Triple Play. It's very, very easy. It's the easiest game in the world.
Well, it really is if you don't overthink it. It's just three things that all have one thing in common.
Dan, how are you?
Good, Jay. How are you?
Very good. Do you understand how this game works, Dan?
There's three things that have one thing in common.
Look at... He was barely on the line. I didn't even have him locked in yet, and he already... I mean, he was really paying attention.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, Dan.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
Okay, Dan, so we're going to play you these three little sound bites, and they will all have one thing in common. You just tell us what they have in common. It's that simple. And then, you know, we've got five of them. You just got to get more than 50%, which means three out of five, okay?
Yeah, we just do passing grades here. That's it.
All right. We have our limits. Okay, Dan, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Here we go with number one. All them days I've been wasted on you. Dan, there's your first triple play. What does it have in common?
Morgan Wallen.
Morgan.
Yeah, see, they're all Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen.
That's an easy start to the game.
All right, we got him warmed up, guys. We got him warmed up. It's one in a row. Here we go, Dan. Here's your triple play number two.
Go, 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 go.
The bird's a word. Bird. The bird is a word.
All right, Dan, there is your second triple play. What do they have in common?
They're all cartoons.
Cartoons, cartoon dads. Yes, absolutely right. Mm-hmm. It's Father's Day weekend. Cartoon dads is correct. Congratulations. All right, if we get this one, you're already going to get the tickets to Watershed and the camping pass, if you so desire. Can you get triple play number three?
Rule number one, you will not touch anything.
I love lamp.
That
Triple play number three has what in common, Dan?
They are all from Hotel Transylvania.
Oh, that is incorrect.
Oh, darn it. Okay, that's all right. You only got one wrong. You're fine. You got to get one.
Those are, by the way, all Steve Carell.
Steve Carell. Yeah, it's all Steve Carell. I love Lamp.
Oh,
yeah. That's okay. All right, let's see how we do. Can you get this one? Here is triple play number four.
You know, then they load me up with Benadryl and Coca-Cola, and I make it through another day.
No, I am the father.
Beautiful, crazy.
Number four has what in common, Dan?
I'm going to blow it on this one, too. I haven't a clue.
No clue on that one. Okay. All Luke. Luke Bryan on the first one. Luke, I'm your father. Luke Combs song on the last one. Dan, get this one right so we can get you those tickets, okay? What do these three things have in common? Triple play number five. Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes.
This, of course, is the Tonight Show.
I would love to get this thing behind us. But Gloria would never forgive me if I pulled a fast one on her.
For watershed tickets, Dan, and a camping pass, if you so desire, what are those three things? What do they have in common?
I think they're all late-night show hosts, but I'm wrong.
Late-night show hosts.
Well, let's listen to it again. One more
time. Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes.
This, of course, is the Tonight Show.
I would love to get this thing behind us. But Gloria would never forgive me if I pulled a fast one on her.
Want a second guess?
They're all Johns. I think Johnny Carson. I don't know.
It was so close. You could taste it.
It's just right there. Dan, don't hang up. I'm going to qualify you for the Free Fuel Friday. Hold on for a second. You're going to qualify for $500 with a free fuel. Sorry about that. Can't give it to him on that one, Kev. I can't give it to him because I know for sure that first one is not John.
It's not. John Daniels. Good morning. It's John Daniels, everybody.
John and Kevin. All J's.
They were all J's.
Me, Jay Leno. And then Jay from Modern Family, hoping that at the end where he said...
But Gloria would never forgive me if I pulled a fast one on her.
That would have given it away. But all J's. That means it's up for grabs for you. You could get Watershed and Camping Pass if you so desire. 509-441-0999. Caller number 7. Dan, hold on. We'll qualify you for the $500 with the free fuel.